Hello, welcome to 5 minutes of Pastor T. Jesus Christ is still the same yesterday, today, and forever. I'm so glad to be with you this morning once again, and I want to welcome you especially to today's broadcast. Today we are still talking about the name of Jesus. Today I'm talking about the fact that we have inherited that name. You and I have inherited that name. If you believed in Jesus Christ as the Lord and personal Savior and are born again, that name that is above every single name. The Bible says, at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow. There's so much power in it. It says every knee should bow of beings in heaven, of beings on earth, and of beings under the earth. And that every single thing should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Hallelujah. You see. But it's not everybody who can use the name of Jesus. It has so much power, but it's only believers who have access to it. And I want to show it to you the fact that you have inherited that name. If you are born again, then you have inherited that name. Let's look at Mark chapter 16. I'm reading from verse 15 now. The Bible says, and he said unto them, this is Jesus talking. He says, and he said unto them, go you into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. Then verse 17 says, and these signs shall follow them that believe. These signs shall follow them that believe. Then it says, in my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Hallelujah. It says, in my name shall they cast out devils. You see, so every single thing that they do is in the name of Jesus. You see, when you read in Colossians chapter 3, verse 17, the Bible says, whatsoever you do in word or in deed, do in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. It says, these signs shall follow them that believe. They shall do things in my name. Hallelujah. Now, when you go to John chapter 16, I'm reading from verse 23 now, there's even further proof of the fact that there's only the one who has believed in Christ Jesus who has access to the name, the power that is in the name. Hallelujah. He says in verse 23, John 16 verse 23, he says, and in that day you shall ask me nothing. Verily, verily, I say unto you, this is the master talking once again. Whatsoever you shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it to you. Hitherto have ye asked nothing in my name. Ask, and ye shall receive, that your joy may be full. Hallelujah. Then verse 26, let's jump to verse 26 now. It says, at that day ye shall ask in my name, and I say not unto you that I will pray the Father for you, or I will ask the Father on your behalf. Then verse 27 says, for the Father himself loveth you, because you have loved me and have believed that I came out from God. You see, he says, you have access to my name because the Father has loved you, and because you have believed that I came out from God. Hallelujah. So it's not just anybody who can use the name of Jesus. There was a day in the Bible that some people tried to use the name of Jesus to cast out the devil. They wanted the devils to respond to them by mentioning Jesus' name. In Acts chapter 19, I want us to read it. So it's a very interesting read from verse 11. Acts chapter 19 from verse 11. The Bible says, and God wrought special miracles by the hands of Paul, so that from his body, from Paul's body, were brought unto the sick handkerchiefs or apron, and the diseases departed from them, and the evil spirits went out of them. You see. Now, let me read something in chapter 16, verse 16 to you. Okay. Acts chapter 16, verse 16. Now, come back to Acts chapter 19. And it came to pass, this is chapter 16, verse 16, as we went to prayer, a certain damsel possessed with a spirit of divination met us, which brought her masters much gain by soothsaying. This lady was into soothsaying, and she was being controlled by some people, and were making a lot of money out of her. You see. Then the same followed Paul and us and cried, saying, these men are the servants of the Most High God, which show unto us the way of salvation. And this did she many days. But Paul, being grieved, turned and said to the Spirit, I command thee in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her. And he came out the same hour. Hallelujah. The demon responded to Paul. Why? Because Paul mentioned Jesus' name and the demon came out. So go back to Acts chapter 19 and let me show it to you. In verse 11, and God wrought special miracles by the hands of Paul, so that from his body were brought unto the sick handkerchiefs or aprons, and the diseases departed from them, and the evil spirits went out of them. So evil spirits were responding to even handkerchiefs and aprons that were coming from Paul's body. Then certain of the vagabond Jews, exorcists, took upon them to call over them which had evil spirits the name of the Lord Jesus. You see, so these guys were not born again, they were Jews. He called them vagabond Jews, exorcists. Hallelujah. They took it upon themselves to call upon the name of Jesus, okay, to get demons out. Then they were saying this in verse 13. It says, we adjure you by Jesus whom Paul preacheth. And there were seven sons of one Sceva, a Jew, and chief of the priests, which did so. And the evil spirit answered and said, Jesus I know, and Paul I know, but who are you? And the man in whom the evil spirit was leaped on them, and overcame them, and prevailed against them, so that they fled out of that house naked and wounded. Now these guys wanted to use the name of Jesus without believing in Jesus Christ himself. And the demon answered, when they mentioned Jesus' name, you see, they mentioned Jesus' name, but there was no power. They didn't have access to the power that is embedded in the name of Jesus. That name that is above every name could not work for them. Why? Because they were not born again. You see, everything, all the demons responded to Paul and responded to the apostles because they were born again, because we're believers. If you are born again, the name works for you. You have inherited that name. That name is not for everybody. The sons of Sceva said that, I adjure you in the name of Jesus Christ, whom Paul preached, to come out of this lady. And the demon replied and said that, listen, Jesus I know and Paul I know, but who are you? Hallelujah. And he pounced on them and beat them. Seven guys were overpowered by one little demon. Overpowered them and beat them and tore their clothes for them to flee naked. Why? All because they didn't have access to that name. They had not inherited that name. You and I have inherited that name. So all the power that is in the name of Jesus Christ is for you and I to enjoy. Use the name of Jesus today for yourself. Say to yourself, I'm moving forward in the name of Jesus. As you say that, every single thing in heaven and every single thing on earth and every single thing under the earth aligns itself to allow you to flow and go forward as God has called and commissioned for you to. Hallelujah. There's so much power in the name of Jesus. Don't neglect it. A lot of believers have neglected the power that is in the name. That is why I'm teaching you these things. For you to have belief and faith in the fact that Jesus' name works. It works. Everything responds to it. Whether they are material things or spiritual things or whatever it is, every single thing responds. Demons respond, sickness responds, poverty responds, every single thing responds to the name of Jesus. Use the name of Jesus today because you have inherited the name of Jesus. God bless you. I love you very much. Do all things, whether in word or in deed, in Jesus' mighty name. Bye-bye.